COVID-19 virus has really shaken up the world. It's something terrible, horrible, affecting the whole of human society. Maybe the worst effect of all, which non-devotees won't appreciate, only devotees will understand this, is that the distribution of Srila Prabhupada's books has plummeted due to restrictions on movement and interaction. In some places, it's actually gone up for various reasons, but mostly it's gone down. Maybe one good thing, if we're looking at the devotional perspective, which of course we should always, is that hopefully our own devotees will get more interested in, well, that is happening already, that devotees getting more interested in the farm mission of Srila Prabhupada. I've been speaking a lot about that over the last few years, but that doesn't, even though I'm talking about farms a lot and varnashram, cow protection, all these things, but that doesn't diminish the fact that I'm pushing this shouldn't diminish in the minds of my disciples, even slightly, the importance of distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And hopefully one good effect of this whole COVID pandemic is that people will become more open to spiritual solutions and start thinking more deeply about the real purpose of life. There's no overt sign of that at the present. Maybe predictably, after the lockdown, the foolish karmis, they're becoming more enthusiastic to catch up for lost time and get out and enjoy themselves. So in the same way, our book distributors, those who regularly go out door to door distributing Srila Prabhupada's, out among the public distributing Srila Prabhupada's books, after the lockdown, they also want to break out. They've had time to catch up on reading, doing extra reading and chanting. And just as the karmis are more enthusiastic to get out and enjoy themselves, and hopefully, at least among some of them, there'll be some kind of spiritual introspection. So our devotees also, they have to make up for lost time. And they'll be very eager to get out and again perform their service to Srila Prabhupada's mission of distributing his books, which are so dear to Srila Prabhupada that he, even though traveling all over the world at night, he would dictate his books. He pushed it. He pushed the production and distribution of these books so much. He said that as far as Krishna consciousness was concerned, he learned all the basics from his father, but the great difference that his own Guru Maharaj made was what he learned from his guru was the importance of distributing books, of book production. He would quote, Srila Prabhupada would quote Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur as being very pleased if even some very junior member would sell a few copies of his daily newspaper, Dailik Nadia Prakash, the newspaper that the Gauriya Math at that time published. A major turning point in Srila Prabhupada's spiritual career, well, the first was, first of all, meeting Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And another major turning point was meeting Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur at Radha Kund. Now we can just imagine Radha Kund. It is the most sacred place in the whole universe. Rupa Goswami makes that very clear in his Upadeshamrita. The most sacred place. And there is a meeting between the mighty acharya of the Gauriya Vaishnavas, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, with a disciple of his who in future would become the most famous and widely preaching acharya of the whole Gaudiya Sampradaya, our own Srila Prabhupada. At that time, he was a householder, and it was unimaginable to almost everybody that he would go all over the world and preach Krishna consciousness. Anyway, there we have the meeting of two great acharyas at the pinnacle of spiritual attainment, very rarely attained to actual. Of course, physically, it's possible to go to Radha Kund, but to actually enter there in one's spiritual body, that is the highest attainment of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. After doing all spiritual activities, chanting, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, if one can attain to this, that is, there's nothing higher than that. Of course, Radha Kund means the opportunity to serve Radha and Krishna and all the gopis in their most mellifluous pastimes, sweetest of all. So here we have the meeting of two great acharyas. And what does you think there's going to be a talk, two great Paramahamsa Vaishnavas at Radha Kund. There must be talk of the nectarian pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur confided that there had been fighting within the Gaudiya Math, and that he was very disappointed with this. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was very disappointed with this. And he said, it was specifically referring to the new opulent temple that had been constructed at Bagh Bazar in Calcutta. And Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur said, I think it better to take off the marble and sell it and use the money for printing books, which is a massive statement, considering the prestige that came to the Gaudiya Math from that temple being established. And it was a rhetorical statement. We don't expect that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati actually wanted to dismantle that temple, having established it. But it was just to stress the importance to him that distributing books, the importance of it. Srila Prabhupada writes in the Nectar of Devotion that Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that establishing temples and even initiating many disciples, that is the work of more neophyte devotees, but the business of empowered devotees is to write books and distribute them widely all over the world. I'm paraphrasing here. So at Radha Kund, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur told Abhay Charanaravinda Das Adhikari, his disciple, that if you ever get money, print books. And that was a watershed or event in Srila Prabhupada's spiritual career, and shaping his spiritual focus. And he took that very, very seriously. Later in Delhi, when Srila Prabhupada was producing magazines, Back to Godhead, which he did on the order of his guru, but when a librarian suggested to Srila Prabhupada, this was after the departure of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, when a librarian suggested to him that why don't you write books instead, that will be a more lasting contribution. And Prabhupada took it that my guru is speaking through this person. And then he started on his massively ambitious project to translate and produce the whole Srimad Bhagavatam in English with Devanagari writing of the shlokas, word by word meaning of every word, then translation of each verse, and an elaboration, which Srila Prabhupada called a purport, on most of the verses following the commentaries, mostly following the commentaries of the previous acharyas, and sometimes with Srila Prabhupada's own insights, realizations, revelations. So it was a massive project for a person at his age to take up. And he did that, and he went to the Western world, and he continued this translation of his books. And he wanted them distributed very widely all over the world. And the devotees who are engaged in that up to the present time, they can feel the presence of Srila Prabhupada with them as they go out and distribute these books. And they bring this knowledge, which is so much needed in human society. Importantly, Srila Prabhupada, following again his own Guru Maharaj, referred to the distribution of these books as Sankirtana. Now, Sankirtan is the Yuga Dharma. Krishna Varnam Trisha Krishnam Sangopangastra Parshadam Yagyai Sankirtana Prayarya Jantihi Sumedha Saha. In this age of Kali, the avatar who gives the process for this age, the Yuga Dharma, the Yuga avatar, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the source of all avatars, but his functions also as the Yuga avatar. So he always chants the name of Krishna, Krishna Varanam. He is Krishna, but he's not black like Krishna. He's accompanied by all his associates and warriors and weapons. That means all his devotees, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu doesn't physically fight with anyone. And by this Sankirtan Yajna, he will be worshipped. In Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord is worshipped in Kali Yuga by Sankirtan, by people who have good intelligence, clean intelligence. And then how do we get good intelligence? Chaito Darpana Mahajanam, Vidyavadhu Jivanam, by chanting the holy names of Krishna. So chanting the holy names, Sankirtan is understood to be chanting the holy names of Krishna. As Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personified that. He is Sankirtan Pravartak. Sankirtan Pravartak, Shri Krishna, Chaitanya, Sankirtan Jagge, Tare Bhaje, Shedhana. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the inaugurator of the Sankirtan movement, and whoever worships him by the yajna, the sacrifice of chanting the holy names, such a person is most fortunate and glorious. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's example was to chant in public, in private and with public, and in public with his devotees, prema sankirtan, ecstatic kirtan, and waves of ecstasy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would reverberate around the world and throughout the universe. So sankirtan means bahubhi militva yad kirtanamiti sankirtanam. When many people come together and perform kirtan, that is sankirtan. But Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he revolutionarily said that chanting with the printing press, Sankirtan by the printing press, he called that the Brihad Mridanga. He said that the mridanga, the drum that is used in this musical kirtan that accompanies the singing of Krishna's names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This drum can be heard for some distance, but the printing press, the books that issue forth from the printing press, that will spread all over the world. Therefore, we call it Brihad Mridanga, the greater kirtan, or so Srila Prabhupada actually, if we see Srila Prabhupada's teachings, he called this Sankirtan, on this basis, because kirtan also means, or the basic meaning of it is to glorify the Supreme Lord. And if we see that the nine processes of devotional service, Shravanam, Shravane Parikshit, Parikshit Maharaj was the exemplar of Shravan, of hearing about Krishna. Kirtane Vyasakhi, and the exemplar of Kirtan is Vyasakhi, Shukadev Goswami. Shukadev Goswami, we don't have any record of him singing literally in Kirtan, in Nama Kirtan, chanting the names of the Lord, but he glorified Krishna by his speaking the glories of them. So these books of Srila Prabhupada, they are Kirtan. It's the same message of Shukadev in writing. It's his Kirtan, Shukadev's Kirtan, Krishna's Kirtan to Arjuna, the Kirtan of all the previous Acharyas in glorifying Krishna, and it's Srila Prabhupada's Kirtan in glorifying Krishna. So the group effort of many devotees cooperatively distributing these books, that's also Sankirtanam. Sankirtan. Kirtan means glorification, and Sankirtan, Sang here means Sangha, inasmuch as many coming together. And it also means, the prefix sam in Sankirtan also means samyak, complete. So this is the best way, Srila Prabhupada explained that this is the best way to glorify Krishna, to perform Sankirtan, by distributing these books, producing and distributing these books which give knowledge of Krishna. That's also Sankirtan, and he actually gave more importance to it. In the early days of ISKCON, there was a lot of public chanting with distribution of Bhakti Godhead magazines, but eventually Srila Prabhupada stressed more, even more, on the distribution of these books. And just as in the holy name, there is everything. The holy name is Krishna. So, and all the vidyavadhu jivanam, the life of all spiritual knowledge, is there in the holy name, but that actual knowledge systematically is given in Srila Prabhupada's books, right from the beginning, that we're not these bodies, we're eternal spirit soul, right up to the Rasa Leela and beyond Rasa Leela. What's beyond Rasa Leela? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's feeling of separation, that he came to relish and to distribute that also, so that others could also relish that. That's a very, very high level, no doubt, but that's ultimately to be aimed for, and that's meant for everyone in this Kali Yuga. That's giving the opportunity to people by giving these books so that they can engage, they can get the clue of how they can come out of their miserable existence and go to the lotus feet of Krishna, to Radha Krishna in Vrindavan. So Srila Prabhupada always emphasized the distribution of these books. He wanted his disciples to read these books. He wanted devotees to have a program of sadhana in the temple. There's plenty in our daily sadhana program. There's plenty of chanting, both by chanting the holy names on the beads. That's essential. And chanting in kirtan together. But actually, Srila Prabhupada, he emphasized book distribution to the extent that at one point he said that even if the kirtan party doesn't go on, the chanting party doesn't go on, the book distribution should go on. And it's a perfect policy for devotees ourselves, for our own spiritual advancement, because let's face it, most of us are not so advanced that we can sit and chant 64 or more rounds every day, or live in Vrindavan and just like Babaji's. But if we do this manual work of of going out, distributing the books, that's very suitable to our psychophysical nature. And we also get that we're not deprived of the mercy. If we think, well, I have to go live in Vrindavan, Srila Prabhupada said, don't expect to find Krishna loitering in a bush in Vrindavan, or don't think that you'll find Krishna in Loi Bazaar in Vrindavan. We have to find Krishna through service. And for us who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, of course, the Gauriya Vaishnava Sampradaya, there are various branches, but for us who are followers of Srila Prabhupada, we know that our path to spiritual progress, our path to spiritual success is, as Srila Prabhupada stressed so much, for our benefit. Yasya prasadad bhagavat prasado yasya prasadad agati katopi. Our success in spiritual life, how are we going to be successful? We have to get the mercy of Krishna. We're not going to clamber up the gates of Vaikuntha and jump from Vaikuntha into the Ras Lila by our own efforts. We need Krishna's mercy. So we get Krishna's mercy by the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And if we fail to get his mercy, then we're not going anywhere. So definitely Srila Prabhupada was very, very pleased with this distribution of his books. There's one anecdote that strikes me again and again in this regard. Shravas Prabhu, he recounted this. Shravas, for those of you who may not know, actually everyone should know, he's such a great devotee. He's been temple president in Los Angeles for many years. So he recounted that he was on a morning walk once with Srila Prabhupada and so many other devotees. And at that time, he was not a very well-known devotee. He was a distributor of Srila Prabhupada's books in Chicago. This morning walk was there in Chicago. And he thought, this is my one opportunity. I want to say something to Srila Prabhupada once in this lifetime. Because many of Srila Prabhupada's book distributors, they didn't have so much direct contact with Srila Prabhupada. They felt his presence, they lived in his presence very strongly, day after day after day, as they went out distributing his books. But they weren't like the GBC secretaries or the sannyasis who were directly speaking with Srila Prabhupada. Not like that. So Shravas thought, I want to say something to Srila Prabhupada in this lifetime. And on the morning walk, Shravas Prabhu recounted that one devotee was asking Srila Prabhupada questions about Krishna and the gopis. And Srila Prabhupada, he was just giving short answers. He didn't want to get into the topic, it seems. And then Shravas, the walk was coming to an end, and he thought, I've got to say something. So he suddenly blurted out, Srila Prabhupada! And then Prabhupada stopped and turned around and looked at him, and everyone stopped and looked at him. And Shravas said what he wanted to say, Shravas Prabhu. He said that, Prabhupada, we're your book distributors, and we're going out every day to distribute your books at the airport, and sometimes we distribute up to 100 books a day. And that's what he told Prabhupada. And Prabhupada, he smiled broadly and said, this is my real disciple who tries to please the order of the please the spiritual master, who tries to fulfill his desire by distributing his books. And then Prabhupada praised that. He didn't get on, Srila Prabhupada on that occasion, he didn't speak. Actually, if we find Prabhupada, he gave in Krishna book, Gopi Leela, he gave in Chaitanya Charitamrita, all these things. But he was very careful in discussing these things openly and dwelling on these things. But he did, what he did emphasize very much was preaching, distributing his books, and so many other things he emphasized. Also, he was very concerned about building temples, especially in Bombay, Vrindavan, Mayapur. He was very concerned that his disciples know the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. He would drill them and speak to them the philosophy. He wanted his book distributors to read the books also. So Srila Prabhupada's movement is multifaceted, but there's no doubt that Srila Prabhupada put so much stress on the book distribution. So that just stuck in my mind, that always stuck in my mind, that anecdote. And obviously, it stuck very strongly in Srivas Prabhu's mind also, because he's been Tamil president in Los Angeles for many years. I think shortly after Srila Prabhupada departed from our mortal vision, he became the Tamil president there. And he's gone on plugging the book distribution year after year. You'll find year after, if you go through all the Sankirtan newsletters, year after year after year, you'll always find Los Angeles steadily at or near the top of the book distribution. And even when in America, shortly after Prabhupada left, in America and Europe, many devotees thought, well, we're selling books, why don't we sell something else? And it's much easier to sell all kinds of things that people like and they'll give more money for, and then we can get more money, and then we can make projects, and we can sell things, and then we can give the books free and this and that. But what often happens with the paraphernalia sale, the devotees got enamored by money, and then they didn't give the books out. But anyway, in Los Angeles, that didn't happen, because Srivas Prabhu, he always pushed on the book distribution. And it's not that they even needed the money so much, because Srivas Prabhu's wife developed the gift shop there at selling devotional paraphernalia ISKCON Los Angeles, which very expertly managed and straightforward business, selling devotional paraphernalia, and brings in money for maintenance, and then there are Indian people also helping with maintenance. The restaurant there has been a big hit for many years. So it's not that they're doing it for money, but because they know this is what Srila Prabhupada wanted. And we see another of the great names of this movement. If we think of the big names of this movement, we think of Tamal Krishna Maharaj and Jayapataka Maharaj, great souls, no doubt. But there are so many great souls who are not very widely known. And unless you're interested in Srila Prabhupada's books distribution, which hopefully all devotees should be, but not all are, you may not know the name of Bhrigupati Prabhu, he's been distributing books all his life. He's over 70 years old now, and he keeps on going out. And he's still one of the top book distributors in the world every month. And definitely he's going to just keep on going as long as his body cooperates. And that's what he does. He distributes books. And there are other devotees. Vijay Prabhu, there's a whole team of, there are many devotees there in Los Angeles who've been distributing books for many, many years. And they've gravitated there. I mean, Bhrigupati Prabhu didn't start his Krishna conscious career in LA, nor did Vijay, nor did Prem Sankirtan, but they've gravitated there. Maybe Prem Sankirtan did. Jai Chaitanya, I can't remember all their names. Because Srivas Prabhu has set up the atmosphere, and he has a whole team of devotees, older devotees, Prabhupada disciples who've been there for years and years and years, because he wants to do what Prabhupada wants. And therefore, I don't know if I can remember all the names, but there's Shuradas Prabhu, one of the great all-time book distribution heroes, and Archit, and Govinda Datta, his brother, who was in Denver for years. Naikatma Prabhu is there. Rabindranath is there doing the deity worship since time immemorial, practically. Amarendra, who's his whole life he's been fighting court cases to keep the book distribution going on. So, yeah, these are great heroes. Their life is dedicated to Prabhupada's book distribution, Prabhupada's service. We have over in Denver also Mataji Nidra, who she must be over 70 years also. Every day she's out on book distribution. Her whole life has been like that. These are great souls. There are other devotees. I'm just thinking in America there are others. Maybe they're not doing so many books now because they're older. There's Narta Gopal Mataji in Florida, Gadagraja in Florida, Mishra Bhagawan in Texas, others. They keep on going out year after year after year distributing books. So we should offer our obeisances to them and follow in their footsteps, and make this tradition, book distribution tradition, let it go on and on and on. There's been a major setback, a major tragedy for the world, because this COVID pandemic is a major tragedy for the world because the book distribution has been impeded. But now that the lockdown is relaxing all over the world, it's time for breakout, and devotees will be enthusiastic to go out and distribute books more and more and more and more. So, yeah, I'm just lying down here talking. But those of you who have still your physical bodies are fit enough. Even if they're not, there's one disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he passed away now, Radhanath Das. There's another Radhanath who is not so well known, who was in a wheelchair for most of his life. But he was absolutely committed to going out and distributing Prabhupada's books every day, which he did until he passed away. What a glorious life. So yeah, as long as the strength is there, go on and please do it. And have a great book distribution. Maybe we should have a marathon for the rest of the year to make up. Of course, we have to keep balanced. We have to have enough time for sadhana, chanting, all these things. And Harinam Sankirtan in public, of course, that should also go on. But to make up for the lost time, see if all the temples who are restricted and the individuals who are restricted because of the lockdown, it's a great challenge to make up at least to last year's level in the time that's left. So may Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati, Shukadeva Goswami, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the Acharyas, the Supreme Lord, bless the efforts of so many devotees all over the world who are going out and with the austerity of Sankirtan Yajna, taking Srila Prabhupada's books to the conditioned souls who need them so much. Vancha kalpa tarubhyas cha kripa sindhubhya evacha patita nam pavane bhyo vaishnave bhyo namo.